Turkey is the natural leader of the Turkish Islamic Union. The Turkish Islamic Union, to be built with the coming together of the Turkic and Islamic worlds, will be a force that is the savior of world peace. Some people are uncomfortable with this being the Turkish Islamic Union and maintain that it is impossible for a union to be constructed under Turkish leadership. The fact is, however, that our Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us that Turkey will play a leading role in the end times in which we are living now. In addition, historic and political conditions also make Turkey the natural leader of the Turkish Islamic world. The Turkish Islamic Union is not one based on any racial superiority. The idea of racial superiority is a violation of the moral values of the Quran, and it is impossible for any true Muslim to make such a claim. Allah reveals in the Quran that superiority lies in taqwa, piety alone. Mankind, we created you from a male and female, and made you into peoples and tribes so that you might come to know each other. The noblest among you in Allah's sight is the one with the most taqwa. Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has also shown us the kind of attitude a Muslim should adopt on the subject by saying, "An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab." If one starts out with an idea of racial superiority, it is clear that Allah will bestow no success or productivity on such an irrational system incompatible with the Quran and the Sunnah. In demanding the foundation of the Turkish Islamic Union, one must bear in mind the superior moral values, altruism, and desire to protect the weak, protect nature, show Islamic zeal and sense of justice of the Turkish nation, and it has to be said, drawing people's attention to the moral qualities of the Turkish nation, that it should be the leader of this blessed union. In addition to all this, Turkey is the heir to the Ottoman Empire and has historic links to the Turkic Islamic region. But since the Ottoman Empire, that peace and stability has not been maintained in these broad lands. This fact is expressed by a great many Eastern and Western politicians and historians, and the fact that the region is longing for that Ottoman justice and order is frequently brought up. Turkey has the necessary experience and strength to easily establish that order. The fact that it has a well-educated managerial class, behaves moderately, and has a just way of thinking is a great advantage. Looking at the Turkic Islamic world, no other country is keen to undertake such a great responsibility. Neither is there any country objecting to Turkey playing the role of older brother to the Turkic Islamic world. In short, the Turkic Islamic world is united in agreeing to Turkish leadership and protection, and it's playing the role of the older brother. The time we are living in is when there is the greatest need for the Turkic Islamic world to unite under a spiritual leader and to act as a single whole. Muslims all over the world are troubled and suffering. Our brothers in East Turkestan have been subjected to all kinds of torture and unbelievable oppression for the last 60 years. Muslims in Palestine have been slaughtered for the last half a century or so and live as exiles on their own lands. Reports of deaths come in almost every day from Iraq, and our brothers in Kirkuk are living with the fear of death. Muslims in Crimea are trying to survive under very difficult conditions. Muslim blood is shed on an almost daily basis in Afghanistan, and thousands of Muslims in Pakistan are living as exiles in their own country. Only recently, Bosnian Muslims were subjected to the ruthless genocide before the eyes of the world and the very heart of Europe. Prisons in many countries are full of Muslims imprisoned for their thoughts and beliefs. These sufferings, massacres, troubles, and pains are nothing new. Muslims have been ruthlessly oppressed for around a century. It is only possible for this corruption to come to an end and for the bloodshed to cease with the founding of the Turkic Islamic Union. The only solution that can save Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, East Turkestan, the Crimean, Kirkuk, and Morrow is the Turkish Islamic Union. At a time when the urgency of building the Turkish Islamic Union is plain for all to see, those who regard the establishment of this blessed union as impossible, who do not strive to see it built, and who do not support such work must not forget that they are bearing a heavy responsibility. They must not ignore the fact that there is oppression going on. Every Muslim who does not work for the Turkish Islamic Union is at least as responsible for every drop of blood spilled in these broad lands, for every house demolished, for every innocent person martyred, and for everyone living in hunger and want, as those who actually commit these offenses. The establishment of the Turkish Islamic Union is the only solution that Allah has shown in the Quran, and our Prophet, peace be upon him, describes in detail in the Hadiths. Unity is an obligation according to the Quran, and division is a sin. Our hope is for people to come together at once to build the Turkish Islamic Union as required by Allah's command. Hold fast to the rope of Allah altogether and do not separate, and that the suffering going on will thus come to an end, and that the whole world will attain peace and security.